Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday. But there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the Capital Region. There's also a couple of parades that the all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in. And it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Leftist Senator Gustavo Petro and conservative businessman Rodolfo Hernandez will face off in Colombia's presidential election next month. Petro is a former mayor of Bogota. Hernandez is a real estate tycoon and former mayor of Bucaramanga. A settlement has the judge's blessing with regards to the Surfside condo property collapse in Florida 11 months ago.
A Florida judge has given initial approval to a settlement to families who lost loved ones in last year's collapse of a beachfront condominium building. 98 people died when the 12-story Champlain Tower South building collapsed last June in Surfside, Florida. The judge who held the remote hearing said the quick settlement was the best possible outcome given the loss of life and property. The total settlement is more than $1 billion. Separately, people whose condos were destroyed and lost property will share about $96 million. The goal is to begin distributing the money by September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere. Republican Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, speaking on Newsmax about the deadly shootings in his state of Texas, believes that a look must be taken at the moral decline in the United States as the root cause of such violent acts.
Well, the whole state of Texas and the whole country, for that matter, are mourning, what happened there. And our prayers are with them, and we're going to do everything we can from the state perspective and from the federal perspective to help this community heal, everything we can to make sure this never happens again. And I've said before, I really think we have to look at the big picture here, look at the root cause, and I think that we have to address the moral decline in this country, because I think that's a big part of what's going on here. We've gotten away from family and from God and from community, and those are things that we have to embrace again. And that's what made this country great and what made this country safe, quite honestly. I could have never imagined something like this happening when I was growing up in a town. It was roughly the same size as Uvalde here in Texas as well. But things have changed now, and you know, our kids are exposed to a lot of stuff that it's harmful to them, with video games, these violent video games that they're exposed to at a very early age. And I've said before, some of the lyrics and the rap music and stuff that they listen to is not healthy, and we need to address this kind of stuff. This is what's causing a lot of these problems.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Hey, it's what we do because it's that important, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the American dream, this Democratic Republic, is all at risk. No doubt about it, Joe Biden and his acolytes, along with the World Economic Forum, the globalists, Klaus Schwab, I mean, just go right on down the list. You know who they are. Those elites here in our own country who have sworn their allegiance not to the United States and not to preserve and protect and defend our Constitution, but to preserve their own wealth brought to you by the communist Chinese. These are the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and they're undeniable. This is what's happening. This is why everything is upside down and on its head. Forget about the Constitution. In their eyes, that is old news, and the new news is the fourth revolution that Klaus Schwab has been touting from the World Economic Forum. So stay tuned for details as the economist from, I believe it was from Sweden, I think, she said, we are going through this transformation, and you just have to suck it up, Buttercup, my words, because pain is coming to River City, and you just have to put up with it. John Whitehead joins us now. He's an attorney and an author, a constitutional attorney, so you know why I care for him so much, and I'm so grateful that God brought John into my life and into this radio show. Gosh, John, I think it's been like 6-7 years, I think. When we
it's
first started.
It's been quite a time, Bill. Yeah, we've done a lot of interviews and trying to get information out to the folks. Yep.
Yeah, he is the founder president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, and I agree that we the people must rise up to save our rights and this country. We're going to talk about these mass shootings, this vicious cycle fueled by America's toxic cult of violence. Has little to do with guns, because if there weren't guns, just like Australia has discovered, John, that, you know, people want to kill people, and they'll do it one way or another, guns or no guns, right?
Yeah, it's not. In fact, the FBI studies show that more people will kill by blunt instruments, knives, and hammers than guns in a single year. So it isn't just guns, no. But guns obviously make it a bit easier, a lot easier in some situations. But what we're doing is we're creating a culture where having any kind of instrument may be dangerous. And the way we're bringing our kids up without basically any morality, without any respect for themselves as we the people, having and being citizens and getting involved in our government, they're not doing any of that. They're isolating. Kids are watching these video games now that I talk about in this particular commentary you're talking about on mass shootings at our website at Rutherford.org. Is they're training them to blow things away. I mean, if you've ever been watching those video games, the first couple times I saw somebody playing one and I saw what it was, I went, you're kidding me. They're just blowing hundreds of people away. They're being taught to kill and blow people away. And that's where we're headed, you know. And, again, a lot of it's funded by the government, you know. What Eisenhower called the military-industrial empire is funding a lot of the video games, movies. Over 1,800 movies and TV shows have actually been influenced and guided by the NSA, National Security Agency. So we're at that point where James Madison said we ought to mistrust all those in power, well, this is coming from not just one place. If somebody's just jumping on a young man is just jumping and killing people, and you go back to Adam Lanza 10 years ago shooting all these people, what's driving that? What's driving them crazy? Why is the suicide rate among teenagers so high in America today? What's happened to our culture? We've lost our morality. We've lost our essence, our need to move forward. Why do we live if we're living just to have sex, parties, and stuff like that? When I talk to a lot of young kids today, that's all they care about. They're not looking toward a future where they'll fight for freedom or they'll help keep America, you know, out there safe. They want to party, have fun, drink, have sex, and move on. But again, James,
and move on to what, John? See, this is the thing, and you know, the fact that
more until they kill themselves or
until they burn out. Yeah, no, you're exactly right, John.
You're right.
Yeah.
But here's the point. John Adams said it. Our Constitution was written for moral and religious people. Otherwise, it won't work. So I'm trying to get the churches active. Get out there. Let's get the message out that there is a morality. There's right. There's wrong. And there's a need to stand up for freedom nonviolently and teach those things to kids. But listen, you go to your schools today, they're not taught the Bill of Rights. They're not taught any of this stuff.
Right, exactly. Well, because we have amoral leadership, John. So what do you expect? I mean, we've got a president of the White House that somehow thinks he can be a Catholic and still have communion. You know, Nancy Pelosi's up in arms because her own archbishop in San Francisco says, I don't want to serve you communion because you can't support, as a Catholic, you can't support abortion and receive the Holy Eucharist. Now, the archbishop in D.C., of course, which demonstrates his commitment to morality and the Word of God, says, that's okay, don't worry, you can come here. Well, you know, these are the mixed messages that we're giving these kids. Now, I want to go back for just a moment because I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and she had told me, she's from Movie Guide, and she said, Bill, this kid was addicted to video games, to your point. I mean, people don't think that video games are addicting. This is an 18-year-old with all his future and talents and giftings and everything ahead of him. And he's lost his mind to such a degree, he tells somebody he's going to kill his grandmother, who raised him and protected him because he was abandoned by a drug-addled mom and a dad, God only knows what. But again, you know, fatherlessness is the greatest crisis in America today, right?
Yes.
And so this kid is the product of all this mess. It's the product of our culture. And you're right, John. We in the culture have to take responsibility for this. Yes, we cry out to the church and others and people of faith. Look, we have got to stand in the gap against this madness, or we're going to continue to lose our kids, whether it's to fentanyl, suicide, or, you know, to these horrific kind of events that continue to shock us. And then, of course, our leadership, their ideas, well, let's get rid of the guns.
Yes.
Oh, John,
not,
please.
By the way, I don't know if you noticed yesterday, the gun sales exploded in America.
Well, of course, because it's common sense. Because, you know,
guns,
John,
everywhere. And here's the other thing. If they want to outlaw guns, what's going to happen? There's going to be a black market in guns.
Oh, without
people
a doubt.
People are going to still get guns. But, you know, they're going to be going, look what we've done. What have you done?
It's all the criminals.
It's just a big game. It's a big game they're playing. That's all.
Well, I was thinking, John, this morning as I was doing my Peloton workout, I said, this might be rather bold. I mean, if Beto O'Rourke and President Biden, as an example to everybody, said, okay, from now on, we're not going to have anybody around us. None of our security will carry guns.
Exactly. And in fact, we're gonna let everybody know that everything around us is gun safe. Okay?
Yeah.
No guns around, as an example. Because, I mean, if that's what they're going to do to our kids, why don't they be the example and put their guns down and show us how it's going to work?
Exactly. That's a good point. I've made it many times. Yeah, they're surrounded by guns, so they actually sleep in guns.
Could you imagine how long that would last?
It wouldn't last very long.
Not at all. John Whitehead is with us. He is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, constitutional attorney, author of Battlefield America. We've got more from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
John White. Whitehead continues with us. We're talking mass shootings, the vicious cycle fueled by America's toxic cult of violence. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And, John, I want to pick this up. You know, as we were saying, got a couple of tweets here. Brilliant. I mean, let's see if these politicians can drop their guns and be an example, you know, to the rest of us, if they really believe that if we took guns out of here, that somehow we would have control. Although we do have, you know, cities like New York that tried that out and didn't work too well for them, did it?
It absolutely won't work, no. And again, they're going to keep their guns. They're going to keep their power. They're going to be in their limousines. We're going to be paying for it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, all those people in Washington, D.C., go around in limos and with guns and all these multiple people, even running by their cars, by the way, in some instances,
mm-hmm. Right.
with guns. So that's the point. But what they want is control of the American people, and they use any kind of crisis to say we're going to do this, we're going to crack down on all this and that. And so, but it's just more political baloney. Like I say, with the gun sales shooting out of the sky and going here and there, people, there are going to be guns everywhere. And listen, watch out, because here, they're going to use this for more surveillance, by the way. They're watching mm-hmm. everything we're doing, and they're going to be putting their mouth in, they're going to be putting these cameras up in cities that actually, everybody that passes by is considered basically an enemy or an extremist.
Right.
They're going to be watching everything you're doing. So,
well, all this technology that they've been using
yeah.
in China, that the oligarchs, the social media yeah. oligarchs, Zuckerberg and the rest of them, have built out for China, is now available, lickety-split. And then what are you hearing from some of these Democrats, you know, elected leaders that we have there on the Beltway? They're saying, hey, you know what? We like the way the communist Chinese run their government. We think that's the model of the government of the future, right?
Yes, and people look at my book, Battlefield America, I have a section on Nazi Germany. The FBI actually sent over during Nazi Germany's big times, sent their FBI people over. They love the way the police operate there by rounding people up and putting them away. So mm-hmm. it goes back. But here's another thing that most people don't realize. The FBI now has been caught working with local police forces and setting up fake social media profiles. In other words, you may get a friend request. It'll be from the FBI. And then they swoop in and watch everything you're doing and follow you wherever you go. That's actually a fact now. They're using this software. So, folks, listen, I think it's time. Either we take action or we might as well just say goodbye. And you say China, well, we're like Rome. We're mm-hmm. going to collapse. More
right.
we're going to collapse. Economically, we're $30 trillion in debt, and the Biden administration, I see giving all these lumps of money to foreign governments and stuff. Where's this money coming from?
Exactly.
It's coming from our tax dollars. They're making us work to do that.
And well, it's even coming from the generation that isn't even born yet, John. Think about it.
Exactly.
There's no way we could pay for this in our lifetimes.
No. Yeah. They don't care about that. All the people in Washington, D.C., like I said, those key studies showing that Washington, D.C. is run out of Princeton and Northwestern University. They did 20 years of study of policies passed in Washington, D.C. and came to the conclusion that Washington, D.C. is run by 585 billionaires mm-hmm. who run everything, the so-called deep state. It's all about money. And mm-hmm. it's time for local government. That's what this country was established on, the idea of local governments rule best. That's why you have a 10th Amendment, which says local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. It's time to take over our local governments and say, we're not putting up with any more of this. Take your
exactly.
crap and go away and leave us alone. And it's time to fight back, folks. If you believe in your children, if you love your children, your grandchildren, you'll do this. You won't sit on your butt and watch 150 hours of television a month.
Exactly. You know, you say 585 oligarchs, and look who they kowtow to. The World Economic Forum. I mean, it's all this, you know, that's where it's coming from. So that's why you keep an eye and listen to what is being said out of Davos right now. Davos. I mean, this is dangerous stuff that they're talking about. I mean, going into it, John, they were talking about surrendering our sovereignty. I mean, to the point that even a former ambassador from the Vatican said anybody that would surrender their health sovereignty to the WHO were treasonous.
Yes.
Can you imagine? I mean, and of course, the Pope, on the other hand, says no, all honor and glory to the WHO. So, boy, I'll tell you, there is conflict in every institution around the world right now because we're fighting, you know, to your point, and you've been saying this for a long time, John, this is really a war against evil. It's good and evil, but you got to know what is good and what is evil, because as I was sharing with the audience last week, I said, you got to remember, Jesus was attacked by the ruling class at the time, and he was said to be evil. And he just asked it, you know, he said, well, who's your father? And he said, well, Abraham's our father. You know, he's not your father. And he goes, well, if Abraham was your father, you would know who I am, because Abraham is not your father. Your father is the father of lies. It's the devil himself. You see, that's the qualifier between good and evil. And that's what we need to be discerning of, to understand who is fighting for good and who's fighting for evil. And if you realize, go back. Let's go back and remember, not that long ago, the Democratic Party said, we need to take God out of our platform. And they contrived this vote. I'll never forget. Anthony Villaraigosa, who was the mayor of Los Angeles at the time, John, did this stupid vote. It was a voice, you know, count vote, which, you know, there was hardly any kind of attribution, you know, to remove God from the, you know, from their platform. And he says, well, the eyes got it. You know, God is no longer going to be included in the platform for the Democratic Party. So what does that tell you going forward?
Well, what tells me forward is God's going to move forward, and it's up to us, we the people, to go ahead and say we're going to do what we want to do in our local communities. We're going to honor God. We're going to have God with a capital G, not government Amen. With a capital G. And here's the Amen. Other thing. We the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. That's how the Constitution starts. It says we the people are the government. So quit kowtowing to the so-called government officials. You are mm-hmm. the master. They are your servants, all of them out there. And we need to get together in our local communities. Like I say, that's our last hope, folks, because we are, and Bill is right, we're moving into a global government. They're really pushing that hard right now in digital currency and digital everything, which means they will control every aspect of your life and put you away in prison when they want to do it if you say the wrong word.
Well, you saw what happened with the January 6th Patriots. Now, I imagine some of them did wrong, and they should be, you know, they should be sentenced according to the crime. But others who came in by invitation, but, you know, the big push here, it was a political push and a slapdown of anything that was conservative, anything that would support Donald Trump whatsoever. That is clear. And, of course, previously we had what Barack Obama did with Lois Lerner and the IRS, as you'll recall, canceling, you know, anything that had to do with Tea Parties or anything. Anything conservative, Barack Obama deemed it a war against the government, a war against him, and Lois Lerner and the IRS went full force after them, would not give them tax exemption, which they had every right to get, and I believe, John, that single step alone probably affected at least eight and continues to affect voting cycles even to this day because of what they did. So now the new target, as we were talking about, is now with that same model, now it's parents. You know, parents are the domestic terrorist, and anything that rises
extreme,
its head,
yes.
Yeah, we're all extreme, and we're subject to arrest, right?
Because we have free speech, but realize you talked about Jesus earlier. Jesus was arrested for free speech. That was
yes.
it. He got out there, he spoke the truth, and when Pontius said, you know, are you going to give or whatever, he basically told Pontius, go get lost. I'm going to move forward in my life. And that's the key here. You're going to get kicked in the head. I mean, you're talking to John Whitehead. For 40 years, he got kicked in the head for standing up for freedom and fighting cases, getting criticized by a lot of people for, why would you take that guy? Because
exactly.
he spoke free speech, you know, and that's the thing. Stand up, you may get kicked a bit, but keep going, folks. That's all the way freedom will survive.
And the other thing with the free speech, John, he did good. Look at all the healings that he did, everything, and
yes.
the blessings that he put out there. See, and this is what the
yeah.
church can do today, and what
exactly.
in some cases the church is doing and people are doing. So stay the course, know what you stand on, and trust
Don't
that God will be there for you. Exactly.
Don't
never, 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 never give up.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday. But there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the Capital Region. There's also a couple of parades that the all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in. And it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Data show that between 2016 and 2020, the number of children diagnosed with anxiety and depression grew by nearly 30%. Prior to the COVID-19 public health emergency, as many as 1 in 6 U.S. children between the ages of 6 and 17 had a treatable mental health disorder. Now, these disorders may affect how children learn, develop emotionally, and build relationship with others. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Aditi Malik, Chief Medical Officer with the Center for Medicaid and CHIP Services, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dr. Malik, welcome. Good to have you with us to break this down and help us understand, you know, what is going on with our kids.
Bill, thank you so much for having me and for using your platform to help raise awareness about this, too. As you mentioned, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I want to underscore for folks that our children are really facing a mental and behavioral health crisis. So as you said, even before the pandemic, many children, 1 in 6, had a treatable mental health disorder like anxiety, depression, ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, behavioral problems. And that has really escalated during the pandemic. And there are unique vulnerabilities and developmental implications for that when it comes to mental health in children. The majority of these mental health disorders arise in childhood or adolescence and can interfere with the way a child or teens learn or behave or handle their emotions. And if left untreated, can really have lifelong impacts on an individual's health. So one of the things that I'm feel so honored and privileged to be able to join you today is to help remind folks and share that Medicaid and CHIP can help support children by accessing accessing, by providing access to really essential behavioral health services, including mental health services, both in person and virtually. And as we think about the, you know, as we all, adults and children, continue to grapple with the impact of the pandemic on our lives, it's more important than ever to make sure that children have access to and can use the behavioral health services offered through Medicaid and CHIP. And that's on top of those programs also offering access to routine and emergency care and eye exams and dental visits and prescriptions, et cetera.
You know, there is help available, as we understand, Dr. Malik, that each state has Medicaid and CHIP programs which provide health insurance for children up to 19 in families with low and moderate incomes, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. And eligibility generally depends on how many people are in the household and family income. And it does vary a bit state to state, but in most states, children up to age 19 with a family household income up to $50,000 a year for a family of four may qualify for Medicaid and CHIP. And you can find out if your family or your child or teen is eligible by visiting insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov, or by calling 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-KIDSNOW for information about the programs in your particular state or area.
Exactly. What types of mental health services are covered under Medicaid and CHIP?
Yeah, great question. I'm glad you asked. So in addition to covering really routine healthcare services like well child visits and vaccinations and screenings, Medicaid and CHIP also include coverage for behavioral health services. And behavioral health as a term, we really mean to encompass mental health and substance use disorder or addiction treatment services. So specifically for children teens, pregnant individuals, for services necessary to prevent, diagnose, and treat a range of conditions. So that's things like mental health screenings, depression screenings, anxiety screenings. It's counseling services. It can be therapy services, can be prescription medications where appropriate for a range of disorders. So some of the common ones that impact the general child and teen population but actually disproportionately impact children on Medicaid and CHIP are things like anxiety disorders, depression, autism spectrum disorder, and attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, also known as ADHD.
Exactly. I've got about 30 seconds left. Is there an enrollment period for these programs? And again, remind everybody, if you would, Dr. Malik, where they can go for more information.
Yeah, thank you for asking. No enrollment period. Sign up today. And really, don't wait. And if you've missed visits, it's not too late. Sign up for coverage or find out if you're eligible by visiting insurekidsnow.gov, insurekidsnow.gov, or by calling 1-877-KIDSNOW. That's 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Adina Malik. Great job, doctor. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
You got it. Bye. Bye-bye.
We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. But the price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David. Their lives ended
in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. They add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom.
That these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Our thanks to our friends at Hillsdale College that gave us this Memorial Day tribute to those who would sacrifice their lives for our freedom.
Into or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. 6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With us, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Mark Sherwood joins us now. He is a former law enforcement officer and certified naturopathic doctor. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, congratulations for all your hard work and for, you know, getting in the middle of the fray. I mean, that's been your life, whether it's law enforcement or as a naturopathic doctor who wants to help people and add to their life. I can relate to your naturopathic mindset because that has been my mindset even as a young child. And, you know, I believe in the miracle of the body. And when it's treated right and we do the right things by it, you know, wonderful things happen and we live a healthy life.
Yeah, we do. And I guess it seems like every battle I've faced or fought has been straight uphill. So this is no different. And yeah, you're
well,
right.
Well, that's what you... That's what you get for resisting common sense, Mark. I mean, you know, when you I say resist it, actually, you're promoting common sense, and common sense, sadly, is not so common these days, as you find out, especially when you get involved in politics as a gubernatorial candidate in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's common sense seems to be absent within our governmental leadership, and I think nonsense has taken the place of common sense, and politicians have taken the place of statesmen and stateswomen, and that's unfortunate. And you know, we aim to change that, just like we did, you know, with the idea of traditional or whatever medicine. You know, do things differently instead of in the same box. Let's create a new box because the same box doesn't work.
Well, even you know, you say a new box. I mean, it's a box been around for a long time that has empirical evidence that works. And so why not do something that works, right?
Well, exactly. And you look at from the naturopathic standpoint, you know, what we do is, you know, we have medicine. We look at the whole person, you know, the backwards, forwards, the emotional, spiritual, physical, financial health, all that relational. That goes into the mix of being human, and it affects every part of our life, inclusive of our health. And many times a dysfunction that we see physical-wise is rooted in spiritual and emotional brokenness.
Exactly.
And the same thing, when you look at, like, you know, the state in which I'm running to serve, the state is sort of an organism, and you have to look at that in that holistic standpoint and find out what areas need improvement to create better functions. So it's just it's a mindset, as you mentioned in the intro, that's very important for people to catch, and it's that mindset's been around for, you know, since the beginning of time. I would consider it along the lines of wisdom. You know, it just
makes sense. Without a doubt.
And So we just got to look at things differently.
Well, Mark, for over 20 years, I worked closely with a doctor out of Texas. This guy was brilliant. And naturopathic in spirit. I mean, he understands body, mind, and spirit. And one of the things that I observed him doing was being able to get into that mindset of people and being able to pull out that in their innermost part, they felt like they were unworthy. They were unworthy for good health. They were unworthy for success. I mean, it was an odd phenomenon to watch, and how he gently would bring that out of the person to help them realize that they were sabotaging their own success and their own health. And what you're talking about here, I see how it relates on a level of governance, is that we have a mindset within we the people that feel like we just have to accept the status quo. You know, we've got to go along with Joe Biden's movement and the World Economic Forum and the stuff that's coming out of Davos right now that says, hey, get ready, there's just going to be pain. You know, that's just, you're going to just have to accept it, because we're transitioning into this global governance because we're so wise and so much smarter than you. And you're just going to have to suck it up, Buttercup. That's just that's their answer. You know, and there are many people who are going to fall in line with that, because they're going to fall victim to that, because they have this mindset and this mentality that being in a free America, they're unworthy, and they don't deserve to live in a free and successful America.
Yeah, and you go back to, you know, kind of the beginning of your question, you know, why do people live in that I don't deserve mode? It goes back to we forget who we are, Bill. And the greatest analogy that perhaps God's ever given me that I've learned and applied many times is, among many great analogies God's given me, I should say, is this idea of frauds, F-R-A-U-D-S. You know, when we lose or someone steals your identity, it's kind of a defrauding access process.
Right.
So frauds is fear, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, disappointment, shame. And people get into those.
Wow, problems. I like that. I like
that. Isn't that something? Wow. Right.
Say that again. You got fear?
Yeah, so frauds is an acronym. Mm. And people, they're listening right now, please, please, please write this down and check yourself with this fraud check every day. Fear, resentment, anger, unforgiveness, disappointment, shame.
Wow.
And, you know, when you get into those modes of that, it robs you of who you are. And then we've been around for years, Bill, and you know, we all have heard this. We probably even said this a time or two. I don't know who I am right now, or I lost myself in this. And a lot of people have lost themselves. And I look on what's going on with the joke of believing that the Biden administration can give away our sovereignty. It's not something they can do, because we've never, as the states and the people, given up our sovereignty to the federal government. And that's what people need to understand. So we just got to, like, prepare ourselves to push back with the full force of the rights that God's given us and that are clearly in the Constitution as per the 10th Amendment.
Well, Mark, think about what's happening right now with Roe v. Wade. I mean, the states are reclaiming what they've had from the very beginning, though the Supreme Court reassigned it temporarily in 1973. The states are now coming back going, no, and the Supreme Court, to their credit, and hopefully what we've read preliminarily is, in fact, the majority decision, and it's going to come back to the states. So to your point,
There it is, the issue of sovereignty right there. And I think this is also what is challenging this globalistic mindset, is that the Supreme Court, again, but God. This is all being orchestrated by God right now, because if it's turned over to the World Health Organization, if we surrender our sovereignty there and the World Economic Forum, forget it. You know, we're toast.
Yeah. Yeah, and people need to keep in mind this idea. You know, sovereignty of the states is almost analogous with sovereignty of your own well-being. You know, the whole idea of this self-governance moral compass that God gave us, you know, your awareness, your body, that's what the globalists do not want. That's what scares their life out of them, because when the people, as individual people, they'll rise up and say, nope, not in my life, not in my family. And that's a thing that they can't deal with. And I frankly think that, as you correctly noted, the time in which we're in right now gives people a clear pattern of the agenda that is, and it gives us an opportunity to sort of reclaim, repent from not reclaiming it. This idea of self-governance once again, and saying, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to participate in that. I'm going to be part of the solution, and nobody's going to take my freedoms away. And that's what drove the colonists to stand up and defy the British monarchy. That's what kept the Japanese from invading us by land, because we've got guns, we've got our will, we've got our courage, and we've got self-governance.
Amen. Amen. And it's also what is pushing back the teachers union, you know, the mama bears, and now being joined by the papa bears as well, Mark, and saying, hell no, you're not going to do this. You know, we're not going to surrender our sovereignty and responsibility as parents. And I don't care what Joe Biden says. I don't care what, you know, the former governor of Virginia says. As far as my house and my family, you know, as the male figure, as the titular head of the family, I'm going to say, no, you have no right. Get your hands off my kids. It's my responsibility. I am not going to turn over my kids. I may have, because I trusted you and believed in you and thought you were doing the right thing, but now that I know different, I'm taking control of my children's education once again.
Yes, and when this agenda is continuing to bombard us through the media, it is waking up literally lions and lionesses over the course of this country. And when you get the lions and the lionesses roaring, there is nothing more powerful than an angry mama bear or an angry lioness, you know. And I'm telling you, you know, this can be, if we will frame this correctly, this can be one of the greatest gifts we, the people, have ever been given, at least in our lifetimes, our generation, Bill. And I hope that we get that idea, that I'm thankful now in a way that we know what we know. Because now that we know what we know, we can't unknow that. We can't unsee it.
Yeah, that's right.
It is in us. And so now we know. What are you going to do? You know, I think about the 56 people that signed the Declaration of Independence. You know, it wasn't 56,000. It wasn't 5.6 million. 56. Man, I am hoping that people will be willing to go that length. More than 56, but I think that that's going to like be the catalyst for us to regain and then retain our republic in a way that's perhaps not been experienced in 247 years.
Yeah. Well, Mark, just think about it. Around the corner, Memorial Day, right? Where we remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy. Mark Sherwood has been our guest. Thank you, Mark.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage.
Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what my...